Encompassing the entirety of international etiquette in one lecture is impossible, no matter what anyone tells you. Today, we will just review some of the concepts that you've read about in order to try and make a list containing the most important parts. To start with, let's look at cultural awareness. Cultural awareness may have been an option 50 years ago, or perhaps even 30, but it has long since become mandatory. The most important skill in gaining cultural awareness is listening. The old adage of when in Rome is no less true today than it was when it was first coined. You should listen, follow the lead of those in your host country, and most importantly, if you don't understand something, ask. Another top thing is to make sure that you do not pretend to speak a language if you don't know it. This can seem offensive to your host. You must also be aware of the meaning of gestures. The standard American OK sign is offensive in some Middle Eastern countries, and the peace sign can also be very offensive in Great Britain. As you can see, they mean different things in different countries, so you must be careful. You must also be careful with names. Many people in the USA go directly for the first name, but this is not normal in many parts of the world. When conducting business, always use the last name unless otherwise invited to use someone's first name. In this same vein, you should always make sure that you are meeting someone of approximately the same rank as you. If you are a mid-level executive and you meet with a high-level executive, this can seem very offensive to whoever you are meeting. If you are one of several people on a business trip, you should try your best to sit in the appropriate order, facing someone of your own rank. The penultimate item is to always follow dress and business protocol. You should wear a nice cloth that is modest and undertoned, avoiding bright colours wherever possible, regardless of your gender. You should also always treat anything received from your host with the utmost respect. Even a business card is important in some cultures. Always be sure to know with whom you are meeting and how to introduce them. And of course, do not forget that you must know how to pronounce their name. That brings us to our final point, dining. Now, I know that dining may seem complicated at times.